We read selections from Genesis chapter 40 about Joseph the butler and the baker. And it was after these words that they sinned, the butler of the king of Egypt and the baker, to their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was enraged over two of his chamberlains, over the prince of the butlers and over the prince of the bakers. And he put them under guard in the house of the prince of the guards, to the jailhouse, the place where Joseph was bound. And the prince of the guards appointed Joseph over them, and he ministered to them. And they were days under guard. And they dreamed a dream, the two of them, a man, his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were bound in the jailhouse. And Joseph came to them in the morning and saw them, and behold, they were gloomy. And he asked the chamberlains of Pharaoh, who were with him under guard in the house of his lord, saying, "Why are your faces evil today?" And they said to him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell it to me, I pray." And it was on the third day, the birthday of Pharaoh, and he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the prince of the butlers and the head of the prince of the bakers in the midst of his servants. And he returned the prince of the butlers to his butlership, and he gave the cup on the palm of the hand of Pharaoh. And he hanged the prince of the bakers as Joseph interpreted to them. And the prince of the butlers did not remember Joseph, and he forgot him. And from the Arcana Celestia, selections from number 5110, subsection 3. Nevertheless, as man is such that he can have no idea of thought whatever about abstract things, unless he adjoins something natural, which has entered from the world through the senses. For without some such natural thing, his thought perishes, as in an abyss, and is dissipated. Therefore, lest what is divine should perish in man, when he is wholly immersed in bodily and earthly things, it pleased Yehovah to present himself such as he actually is, and such as he appears in heaven, namely, as a divine man. For everything of heaven conspires to the human form, as may be seen from what has been shown at the end of the chapters concerning the correspondence of all things of man with the grand man, which is heaven. This divine, or this of Yahuwah in heaven, is the Lord from eternity. The same the Lord took also upon him when he glorified or made divine the human in himself. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.